the Tom Likas Show.
Chicks rarely develop their brains. They don't have to.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
No, you didn't.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live. Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at tom.show. You can listen to us on our free app. Get it at the App Store. Get it at Google Play. Or get it at tomeverywhere.com. That's tomeverywhere.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. Here we are together again. It's you. It's me. And it's another edition of WAP. It is what we call wide open phones around here. Anything goes here, anything at all. We can talk about anything that's on your mind. It could be anything we discuss on the show this week. Anything you think we should have talked about. You can call up, yell, scream, complain, jump up and down. It's all fair game as long as you're absolutely fascinating. If you're not, we kick your ass the hell off the telephone. It's just that simple. All you need to do is call us at this handy phone number, 901-3000-TOM. That's the number. 901-3000-TOM. Now, I've got an opening with your name on it right there. 901-3000-866. Let's say hi here to Ryan in Los Angeles. Ryan, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Why, hello.
I do know you care. How you doing, my man, my professor?
Do you care, Ryan?
I do care.
I'm doing great.
Awesome, outstanding. I have a question for you regarding I've been a Likas 101 student since 1997, been listening since then, too. And you'll also be impressed by what I've written down in my notebook.
Okay.
And I will forward you what I've written down compiled over the years.
Love it.
And I do have a question for you. I paid attention to all the rules. All the rules. I have violated a few, so I might have a few, like maybe a few minuses on my report card.
All right.
But I do have a question for you. I got married last, or actually 2013. And she split on me.
Wait a minute. You said you follow all the rules and you got married?
Well, the rules were, right? Wait till you're 35 at least, right?
Well, if you insist on getting married, I recommend you never get married.
That's exactly right at this point. Yep. I made the biggest mistake. That's why I said I'm going to get a minuses in this class.
Right.
And I've learned my lesson. I'm learning it now. However, I do need your advice.
I'm listening.
She split. She cheated on me. She bailed on me. Guy shows up in the middle of the night, about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, on a Thursday night. I was already asleep in bed. I was waiting for her. I thought she was out with her girlfriend partying and stuff. I said, hey, go ahead, have a good time, whatever. Didn't think twice about it, you know? Because we had been together for, I don't know, about 5 or 6 years at that point. And so I never suspected anything. And I said, hey, have a great time. Tell everybody I said hi, you know? And so next thing I know, I'm already asleep, basically, halfway asleep, just waiting for her to come home. You know the sounds of when someone's coming in the house, you know, you're waiting for them, kind of, so you're kind of halfway alert, halfway not. And so all of a sudden, I hear this banging at the door. I'm like, what? She's like, you know, he's banging at the door, this guy that she's been seeing, supposedly.
Right. Yeah.
For many, many months before. And so he's banging on the door, and I jump out of bed, you know, commando style, and freaking, I don't care. And, you know, hey, I had to tackle this guy down in my boxer shorts, and, you know, next thing I know, Redondo Beach police are taking me off of him, you know, and next thing I know, find out she's cheating on me. We had already been married for about 3 months at this point.
All right, so you left immediately.
Oh, yeah, I told her to grab her shit and get the hell out of there.
All right, so 3 months, that was it.
As far as the longevity of the marriage went, yes.
What does that mean?
But, however, we're still legally married.
Why?
Exactly. Here's the reason why. I can't find the bitch I don't know where she is.
You don't have to find her.
You know, I've tried contacting her family. I've tried
contacting her friends. Stop. Mm-hmm. You do not need to find her.
Okay.
Do you have an attorney?
I have legal access.
That's not an attorney.
Not necessarily a...
Well, no. You necessarily need an attorney.
Right. And here's my question to you is I have investment plans through my company that I work for.
Right.
And one of the things I want to do right now is cash out on one of my 403B plans.
But don't. This is going to be a legal question, and that's why you need an attorney.
Exactly.
So where is your attorney, and why are you resisting hiring one?
You know, I just been on the phone all day today, and I think you're the best attorney.
I understand, but I'm not an attorney. I have attorneys. Okay.
Yeah, I know you've been through it all.
No, but I have attorneys. You understand? No matter how much I seem to know, or how much I do know, I never do anything like that without an attorney ever.
Right.
Now, how long has it been since you split with your wife?
Okay, I haven't seen her since May of 2014.
All right, so you have killed almost two full years. You were looking for an attorney today. Why weren't you looking for one last month, 2 months ago, 5 months ago, a year ago?
I've been looking into everything.
Forget. Do you understand that's what an attorney does?
Yeah, I also don't have a whole lot of money to afford an attorney sometimes.
Guess what? Yeah, you're going to have to cash out some of those investments and pay for an attorney. And by the way,
that's exactly my question. That's my question to you, sir.
All right, and by the way, let me add something else. You know, you have no kids.
No kids, no property.
Right. So, and you don't know where she is. So, I'm not an attorney, but based on what I know, they'll serve her with papers or her last known address. She won't respond, and you'll get a default judgment.
Okay.
And look who's here. And my goodness, it's Adam Sachs. Adam, you heard what Ryan is asking about. I've already beat him up for not having gotten an attorney before, but he thinks it's going to be this big, complicated thing. He can't find his wife. So, how's that work?
We had a couple of callers, if you recall, in the past few days when we had the show on Tuesday, who had spent many, many years procrastinating. And it gets to be a problem because you don't know where the other person is anymore. Yeah. Now, you got to do due diligence, where I have a couple of detective agencies I work with, not expensive, and they can do what's called a skip trace, where they try to figure out where the person was, if you know, like their last address and where they moved to. And if you really can't find someone, yeah, especially that, if you have their job and so forth and you can track things, usually they can find the person. And if they really have disappeared, there are some rules that you can do it by what's called publication, which means you run an ad in the newspaper and that gives them notice that you've filed for a divorce. And if you don't have any kids, you don't have any property, it's not going to be too expensive. It's a pretty routine thing to do. And so, you know, it's just you got to get out of these things where you're making up reasons not to take care of it. It's just not a good idea to be married to someone. You don't know where they are. You know, they could be doing crazy things, and you could end up on the hook. That's the danger. And if she ends up with having
let's talk about crazy things, Adam. She could be opening credit card accounts or buying houses or starting mortgages or starting businesses or who knows what, right?
She could have open heart surgery, okay? And maybe part of it's covered by insurance and there's a deductible and ends up being in the tens of thousands. There have been a lot of examples of people who've been ruined by a spouse who was some kind of a, you know, stockbroker defrauding the government or something, and they disappear, and the other spouse, which is you, sir, they're able to find. And so they try to pin it on you, or they try to collect as much as they can from you. And so, you know, you essentially have a partner. Sorry?
That's what I know. It's a mutual corporation, basically. What I'm trying to do is figure out how to get
the partnership.
403B plan cashed out. And the only problem with that is I need a signature, but how do I go about going around getting that signature? And I could take that cash home and I could put it somewhere else where she'll never find it or be able to get access to it.
I understand. There are obviously ways to do that with the court orders. If you're unable to reach her, then there's ways that you can make it where the judge or the clerk of court will sign the document you need signed on her behalf. But the one thing you cannot do is neglect it. And this is something that is just frightful when I talk to these people that they say, yeah, well, I filed something a couple of years ago, but I never followed up on it, or they haven't filed anything. And it's been, you know, we talk to guys 5 years, 7 years, 10 years. You've got a wife floating around somewhere? That's crazy. That's just nuts. Please don't do that,
apparently,
okay?
Here's the catch. Apparently she's pregnant by 3 months now by some other guy. Fuck-faced bitch.
Yeah, but do you realize that child is considered yours?
Legally speaking, really. I guess legally. Not mine.
Well, I understand that it's not, but the reality is that the law says that any child born of a married woman is presumed to be the husband's child. And so even if she lives somewhere else and it couldn't physically be your child, you could be on the hook for child support and other responsibilities for a child that's not yours. So, I mean, it's just crazy. It's like you said, it's a corporation. It's a partnership legally. And you can't have some crazy partner floating around doing crazy stuff. You got to get a handle on it. And, you know, we talk about this all the time. I understand maybe you don't have a lot of money. We can work out some kind of a payment plan. I always try to work with people. But, you know, please, for your own sake, you can't leave it like this. Crazy. Please don't.
You're right. And I don't want her to get access to my money. That's part of the thing I'm calling Tom
about.
By the way, she's already got access to your money if she has to get you to pay child support.
That's unbelievable.
Geez. Yeah, no freaking way. Yeah. At least I got a few punches in on that asshole until the cops pulled me off of him that night.
Well,
but I guess it's not his fault.
That's going to be the most expensive punches you ever threw, because you did that and then you did nothing else.
Not yet. Yeah, you're right. I need to get an attorney. I need to go find her ass. And if not, then it's abandonment and it's over with, I would suppose.
Well, yeah, you know, it's nowhere near over with. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to put you on with Adam. And Adam can answer some more questions for you and hopefully get things going. But something's going to have to happen here. You can't just sit still anymore. Ryan, good call. Thank you. And thanks to Adam Sachs. You can hear Adam every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time for a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. It's WAP, Wide Open Phones. It's you and me here at 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number, 901-3000-TOM. Let's go, boys. 901-3000-866.
Free at TomEverywhere.com. Download the Tom Likas app now. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
It's the Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. It's WAP at 901-3000-TOM. Don't forget to check out our new online store. The New Normal Store is where you find merchandise from the Tom Likas Show, the Gary and Dino Show, caps, T-shirts, more is coming. Get familiar with it because it's where we're going to sell other items as well, tickets to events. Other products, other items you've requested, they will all be there. You go right now and check it out. P, as in Peter, 1store.com. P1store.com. That's where you go. 901-3000-TOM. Now, our next caller is going to give us an update on a previous call. So before we hear the update, Lance, remind everybody what you and I talked about from when you called in from Anchorage, Alaska, the last time you called in.
Hello, Tom. Yeah, so last time I called in was back in early November, and I did a live DTV.
I remember that well. Okay, and what was your reason for dumping that bitch?
She was moving in. Like, slowly but surely, she was creeping her way in, even though she was just supposed to be a booty call.
Right. And so you told her right here on the air that that's it. You've moved in far enough. And so tell us what happened after that.
Well, I periscoped it when she came and got her shit. And I think Big Phil was the only one who stayed on the entire time. But that was uneventful. She didn't say anything, came in, got her shit, and left. And I never heard from her again. It was awesome.
Wow, so you're really happy with the result ever since she's been out of your life. Things have gotten better.
Right, well, because I still had school with her, too, but then it wasn't, like, awkward at school either. So, like, she just avoided me altogether, and it was beautiful.
I love that. Sometimes it pays. Just go ahead and do what feels right, even if you're nervous about it or, you know, for some reason you don't know how to say it. Best thing to do is just say it.
Exactly.
Wow.
There was one more thing I wanted to bring up with you, too. And I don't exactly know what the status of this is right now. When is your wine supposed to be available?
The wine is being bottled on March 15th. In fact, I just came back to Burbank from a trip up north, and this week we were beginning the work on our label design. And the bottling will be coming up in about 8 weeks from right now, and then the wine will be available shortly after that.
That's awesome, because I was my mom works for Firestone Winery, so I was at the winemaker's house within the past week or so, and I told my mom that you were coming out with a wine, and she was kind of skeptical. She is a listener at times when I have the show on around, but I brought your name up to the winemaker, and he's like, oh, yeah, I know exactly who he is. He knows who you are. He's like, I've never met the guy, but from what his perspective of you and what's coming out as far as your wine, he said he'd be looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, it's this is a quality vineyard, a Brave and Maiden Vineyard in San Ynez. This is a quality winemaker. His name is Josh Clapper. Josh is my partner in crime here. Josh makes La Fenêtre, and he also makes other wines like Hilliard Bruce, other well-known quality wines. And we are making a quality bottle of wine. We're not doing some slam-dunk piece of shit sangria or something like that. This is a quality bottle of wine. And for people who really like a good bottle, this is going to be something special. And there's only 130 or so cases.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm definitely looking into buying one of those, because I literally just went wine tasting for the first time this weekend, and it was a lot of fun.
Absolutely. The Firestone has a beautiful space. It is now owned by a fellow named Bill Foley, who owns a number of wine businesses. And in fact, he is the person who is behind the NHL hockey team in Las Vegas.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think I've met Bill Foley I've been to a couple of Firestone's Christmas parties.
Huh?
So, and I've talked to all those guys. And we actually went wine tasting in Temecula on Sunday. And we went to Ween's and a couple of the other places down there. And it was pretty cool.
Yeah, well, Gary and I did a Temecula trip, and it was incredible, just incredible. We tasted amazing wines. Temecula went through a hard time because of the glassy-winged sharpshooter, which is an insect that infects grapevines. And so they had to pull out at least half of all the vines in Temecula. So the quality of the wine really suffered, and the quantity of good wine was very small for a long time. But in recent years, Temecula has made incredible progress, and there are some really fantastic wines coming out of Temecula now.
It was surprising. One of the wineries I went to, I didn't buy wine, but it was like a motorcycle-themed place, and I actually ended up buying olive oil from them. That was pretty good.
Uh-huh.
But that whole concept of what they were trying to do is kind of weird. I just didn't know if you knew it happened to you in the name of it.
Yeah, well, there's a few that have themes like that. In fact, there's all kinds of themes at wineries, or all kinds of themes on labels, all kinds of themes like the wine is trying to tell a story in one way or another. And so sometimes it's motorcycles, and sometimes it's love, and sometimes it's rebellion. You never know what you're going to get. But all good stuff. Lance, I'm so proud of you for getting it together. Tell that girl of yours to get the fuck out, and she got the fuck out. Life has improved. Congratulations. Thank you for that. Frank in Oxnard, you're on the Tom Likas Show. It's WAP. Hello.
Tom, how you doing, man?
I'm doing okay, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, man, I spoke to you last year, I think, on the first WAP. And again, I don't know if you have any consistent listeners, like I am, but I'm pretty sure you do. Like, I'm sure everybody knows every year you guys have a new announcement. Like, last year, you guys released the app. Last year, you guys put out that how much profit you guys made. Oh, man. And this year, to start the year off, man, with that freaking billboard, dude. fucking gold.
You like that?
That shit is... Yeah, man. I haven't seen it yet. I have not seen it yet, but this is the thing. I'm on the verge of making a second music video. I sent Mikey the first music video when we released it back in May. But this one is going to have that billboard in the background because we shoot in 2 weeks. And I remember a couple of days ago, you said that it's up for a month.
It's up for a month. It's up till the end of January, yes.
Yeah, dude. So, yeah, that's going to be in there for sure, dude.
I love it.
I can't wait. Man, that's going to be a key to advertise you guys, too. Because even I saw the picture that Rocco posted. And shout out to Rocco for that picture. He posted it on a day when it was rainy and everything looked gray on that picture. Except for the billboard. Oh, my God. It looked so bright, dude. When he posted that picture, it looked so photoshopped.
But there was one photoshop that I saw, but the rest, as far as I could tell, are all the real deal.
Yeah, man. It looks motivational right there.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about motivation, the hype for the holidays, your Christmas stories again, like last year, man. I can't thank you enough for those stories, man. That hype for the holiday show was incredible. It was funny. I lost it, too, when Dino said that after you took your hit. Dino, I'm going to quote Dino. He said, we've lost him. We've lost him. He's talking about you. All right.
I love that.
Moving on to, you were talking about how much the show has inspired us. Well, this show is definitely inspiring, man. And every year it gets better. Like I said, from the profits to the app to the billboard, which is electronic to begin with. I mean, it's all off of profit too, man. This year is the year, dude. There's gonna be a lot of stuff, and I can't wait for the until I get the hat, dude. Next check.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna get two.
P1store.com. Have you seen the website yet?
That's the website, man. But
yeah.
I'm going to go. I haven't gotten paid yet this year. Next Friday, I get my first check for this year. Oh, man.
I love it.
It's like, dude. Yeah, I mean, I can't thank you guys enough, man. This is just a super boost for all of us, dude.
Well, thank you for that. And by the way, more is coming. We have the wine coming out in March. And that's limited. There's going to be less than 1,500 bottles total of that wine. And then I have another thing happening this fall that I can't even tell you about yet, but it's a big deal. And you'll hear about it soon enough.
We're ready for that. We're ready for that.
I'm loving it.
Hey, man, I was going to say about that last car. What was her name? Dawn? I don't know what the deal was with her. But hey, man, don't you ever profile Jaden? Don't you ever profile Jaden, motherfucker? That's my nigga right there, motherfucker.
Go on a cool train.
Don't you ever profile Jaden?
Brother.
Yeah. I don't know what you meant about that coon trip tune to whatever she said. You don't ever profile Jaden, man. Whatever she said, man. Like, fuck that motherfucker type shit right there, dude.
Fuck that motherfucker.
Ever profile. Oh, man. Hey, but not to switch the third, I don't even want to, but, like, I didn't make it to the holiday party, dude. Like, and that's when you guys were giving out the hats, too. But I think my thing's going to be the for the next 4-year anniversary thing, man, might make my appearance because I made it to the last 3rd-year anniversary party for sure.
Yep, our fourth anniversary is coming up on April 2nd.
Yeah, and I'll be there for that one. Trust me on that. I won't be wearing my Tom Likas hat. That's for damn sure.
I love that.
But yeah, and everything else, man. Now, I haven't made a parody song in a long time, dude. But I love you guys, man. I'm fucking faded again, and it's Friday. And everything I say is just my opinion.
Frank, thank you. 901-3000 Tom. Abraham is calling from the Bay Area. Abraham, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, Tom. You talked about where you buy your appliances from on the East Coast, and I was trying to remember the store, but I can't. Could you tell me about that, please?
Well, the store, it was not actually a physical store. It was a website that has since gone out of business. But there's plenty of websites like that that you can go to order appliances online. You realize any appliance you like, the best thing to do is to go to a store that has appliances you like. And it doesn't matter what it is, Sears, Home Depot. You get a model number of an appliance you like, and then you search it online and get it for the lowest price. And sometimes you can get it at Amazon, and sometimes you can get it at Home Depot, and sometimes you get it at a lesser-known website.
Okay.
If that makes sense to you.
It does make sense, but I was just I know you talked about that place and what a good deal it was, and you always go there, so hopefully that's...
I bought three different appliances there. I bought my big refrigerator at the ranch. I bought a washer and dryer at the ranch. Got incredible prices, incredible service, and they were literally a website, like our online store. We don't have a physical store. We have an online store, and that's the way to do it.
Okay. I'll do that.
That's really all you have to do.
Okay. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Yeah, that happens sometimes when you order online. Some of these places just, they go out of business. That's it. They're done. But here we go. We've got our online store, and we're doing kind of the same thing. Different merchandise. 901-3000, Tom. Jason in Philadelphia. You're on the Tom Likas Show. It's WAP. Hello.
Yo, Tom. Happy New Year. Happy first WAP of the new year. I just got to say that yesterday's list of backhanded compliments. Now, I usually listen to you. I'm in Philly, so, I have kind of, I guess, the nighttime show version of you.
Yes.
But I was listening from the gym, and I literally could not stop laughing. I had to leave the weight room because I was almost on the floor. And I think that anyone who missed that yesterday, anyone who has not ponied up their $10 or whatever, it is worth it just for that single list of backhanded compliments. That I was going to call in and say that some of the stuff that Mike picked out over your well-deserved two-week break were amazing, but I think that pretty much stole that congratulations of just an awesome list of must-listen-tos for anyone that missed it.
Yeah, well, thank you for that on behalf of Mike and on behalf of all of us here.
And I will say that my personal favorite that you said yesterday was the about why you don't want to introduce the broad to your family.
Right.
Because you don't want to subject her to that kind of criticism or that kind of, what was it exactly? You don't want to subject her to that kind of,
No, the one that I said was, I don't want them judging you.
Yes. Exactly.
Because, of course, what she's going to think is, judging me for what?
Exactly.
And the idea is, it sounds like you're complimenting her, so what's she going to do, argue with you about it? The reason I won't introduce you to my family is because I don't want them judging you.
Yeah. Now previously, I've been listening for a long time, since I was, before I even was a teenager, and my dad put you on. On the car when he was picking me up from school. So I've been listening a long time, but previously my favorite had been, don't listen to what other people say. I think it's kind of, endearing that you have two different tits. No one really can notice, but I
right.
think that's nice.
Now, don't,
that used to be my favorite, but I think your new list has some new favorites that are definitely worth the listen to. And definitely, if you're not subscribing, this is the time to subscribe. You've got the billboard. You got the new store, which, if I may recommend, getting some either some glassware or a bottle opener, or even I know you got the wine show, getting a nice tasting with Tom, kind of waiter's corkscrew, I think would be nice.
It's so funny you mentioned a bottle opener.
For the new year.
No, wait. It's so funny you mentioned a bottle opener. That's a bottle opener. Gary and I, right before the show, we're talking about making this very bottle opener for Tom Likas show fans.
I will promise. I'm drinking, so I'm just coming off of the work happy hour. But if I can manage, I guarantee that I'm there for the first two.
Love it, Jason.
Right, well, anyway, Tom, glad to hear that you're back, fiercer, better than ever for the new year. And if you could take me out with my personal favorite, the Dick Clark. Happy New Year.
You bet I can. Here you go, Jason.
And now, the big moment we've been waiting for. Let's count down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The entire Tom Likas experience in your pants.
Get the app now.
901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
It's the Tom Likas Show. It's WAP Wide Open Phones at 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number. 901-3000-TOM. Let's go. It's you and me here at 901-3000-866. All right, we continue with your telephone calls. Rod in Orange County, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm doing good.
I called to just say one thing, and that was thank you. Because I don't want to tell you my life story or bore your listeners, but I will tell you this. I was rolling along in my career. I was in advertising and public relations, and then 9/11 happened. And the agency closed, and all the accounts resigned. And not long after that, I got hit with a horrible divorce, which included charges of child molestation and domestic violence and a move away and all kinds of things. And it's been rough. It's been rough. But when I listen to you and you talk about your yellow pad weekends, and how you struggled, it really makes me stand up straighter and keep trying, because I've had to settle for a job that is many levels below me. But I figured, you know, the old Jewish saying, half a loaf is better than none.
Yes.
And I was working. I was working when other people were out of work. And I figured, why the hell not? You know, take what you can. And so I've tried to persevere. And I'm getting to the end of having to pay child support. And it's just, it's been a very tough time. But when I listen to you and your struggles and how you wouldn't settle, basically, for the small town in, what was it, Jersey or New York?
Long Island, yes.
Long Island, sorry. And the relationships that you had to get through and out of, it's really helped me. It really has. It's motivated me to keep going. And I can't thank you enough. I just wanted to tell you that during Wide Open Phones.
Well, I'm thrilled that it made that kind of difference.
You remind me of the old saying, you are the overnight success that took 30 years.
Yes. And by the way, most overnight successes take 30 years. That's the reality of it.
Yeah. And, you know, honest to God, I mean, I'm just stuck in this dead-end job, and I stayed there for 10 years so I could get a pension out of the place. But I'm so done with it and ready to move on to the next big thing. And honestly, it's really about an old saying that I saw, which was, everything you want is on the other side of fear.
Absolutely true.
And it is. It is. And just as you talk about how you didn't know anything about e-commerce, building websites, doing an internet project and all of that, you just do it. You just either talk to people, get a book, and just, you know, you just keep moving. You just keep moving forward.
Right, you do what you
even
have to
you
do.
You don't know where that's going.
By the way, this goes on to this day. I don't know everything. I'm still learning things or teaching myself how to do things. And the online store that we put out about a week ago, I had to learn how to do that during our vacation, during our break. And so I did. And those sites are not so easy if you think about it. These sites are, you have to have a form of payment. How are people going to pay with a credit card? How are they going to pay with cash? You've got to have photographs the right size. You've got to insert those. Everything's got to have a title, a name, a description.
Absolutely.
You have to figure out how you're going to make mailing labels and send the stuff out. I mean, there's a lot of things you got to do. So I could just sit there and say, oh, my God, this is too much. I can't do it. Or you sit and you hammer away at it, and you hammer away at it until you make it happen. So when we finished P1Store.com, I was so excited because of the result we got. But you don't know how much work and discussion went into doing that.
Oh, I do, because when I was out of work, I wrote a math book, and I had to do many of the same things that you just described. You know, what kind of labels? Pressure sensitive. Do I buy the list in perpetuity, or do I buy it just for a one-time mailing? How do I the specs for the cover? What's an ISBN number, or ISBN? You have to learn all of these things about publishing and how it all works and how to build a response mechanism of, sending out postcards and getting them to respond. It's a very exciting thing. I will say that when it's your own product, your own baby, it's many times more fulfilling than it is when it's a client.
Right.
When you own it, you have pride of ownership.
Yep.
And so, it's the point is that I can completely relate to the fear factor, but the need to stretch yourself beyond your comfort level. And you give me that when I listen to your show, and I think you do for other listeners, because your main message is, don't settle.
Right.
Don't let other people drag you down and discourage you.
In fact, not only don't let them drag you down, the people who claim to love you the most will be the biggest obstacles to your success.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because they want you to just, do the normal thing, just get the 9-to-5. But you know what? I don't know a lot of people who get wealthy working 9-to-5. I think there are people who get wealthy who work 9-to-5, and then when they get home, they turn on their computer and they start working on the next thing from 5 to 9 or 11.
Being an entrepreneur, there's no 9-to-5. You work when you can, meaning there's no downtime. You find yourself sitting around twiddling your thumbs, it's time to go get back to work.
Yeah, yeah. And there's always something to do. It's never done.
No.
There's always another pile of stuff you meant to get to sooner, but you didn't. And it's staring right back at you. You can't delegate it because you're the guy. You're the one. So, I just wanted to say thanks. And I really appreciate your motivational messages and stories. And like I said, I was in advertising and public relations, and that business has changed so much in the last few years with new media, social media. They don't write those big fat checks to media companies like they used to.
Mm-hmm.
And, they wanted clients, they don't want to spend the money on a custom website often, they want to farm it out or half-ass it or whatever. And so the whole agency business just sort of tanked when people stopped, started cutting their cords, and the demographics suffered, and people found workarounds. It's a totally different business. So anyway, I don't want to belabor it. I want to get to your next call, but thank you very much, sir.
And thank you, Rod. Really appreciate it. Thank you very much. Wow. 901-3000 Tom, Alex from Norwalk. You're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, Carl, I wanted to chime in. You said Chapo is going to leave. Don't you think that they're going to extradite him right now? Right now, he's in the capital, Tom, and don't you think they're going to extradite him to the United States, or you think he's going to pay like a couple million dollars and be in like a Mexican prison and then bail out again?
Well, I don't think he's going anywhere. In other words, I don't think he's leaving Mexico. I think he'll be in custody for a while, and then once again, I think he'll escape. I have no confidence that Mexico has the fortitude to hold on to El Chapo, and I just believe that the tunnel digging has already begun, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so, but there's also a possibility that they might extradite him over here, and if they do, it's over for him, Tom. Like, his organization will still keep on working, but if for his life, it's pretty much over. He comes over here, American justice system, and you know that.
Right, but I don't think that's going to ever happen. I really don't.
Yeah, it's slim to none, but, yeah, I guess he's going to bail out in a couple of days, a couple of weeks. You have the pool going around, I heard.
Yeah, a lot of people are, saw people on Twitter today betting whether it's 60 days or 90 days or 30 days.
But you guys keep on kicking ass, Tom. Happy New Year, and you guys are the best. And I appreciate you teaming on Jenny Vidal style.
All right, Alex, here you go.
Tom Likas, the internet's most listened to call-in show. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary Zeno.
Yeah, dude.
We're brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Beer Magazine banner, get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the now fully digital magazine devoted to beer. It's
Hello, Tom.
Beer Magazine, Friday, time for booze news.
Yep.
Binge and underage drinking apparently at their lowest levels in 40 years.
Why?
I don't know. I do not know.
Why?
More girls are getting out with each other, and guys are doing less binge drinking.
Why?
Lowest levels since the study's inception in 1975.
You know what? I'm sure maybe the economy. Who knows? But I think people need to get back on the wagon.
Let's get back on track, people.
Come on.
Binge drinking describes as having five or more drinks in a row within the past 2 weeks. Jesus Christ! I'm not even going to touch that. Is 17.2% among seniors, down from 19.4% last year, and down from peak rates in 1998. At 31.5% in 1998.
By the way, I really like this because it's a National Institute on Drug Abuse. I like that thing.
You know, it's not an institute where they abuse drugs,
Oh, shit. And plus it's at the with the University of Michigan, which I'm automatically out on that, so who knows that?
Yeah.
No self-respecting Notre Dame fan ever roots for Michigan.
You gotta get that straight.
I need to get to the Institute on Drug Abuse because I need to talk to them about a couple things.
Yeah.
Why?
We've got a shit ton of beer news. You really didn't expect this to happen. People were saying all along that with big companies buying up craft breweries, that one thing you would definitely get is better quality control. There's no doubt nobody. Will tell you that the big beer companies aren't the best at quality control. Imagine putting out that much Budweiser and having it taste the same
everywhere you get it. About Budweiser is just that. Your Budweiser in Australia with your bald friend tastes exactly the same as if you were knocking it down in Texas.
I thought they drink Foster's down there.
No, they don't even like that. How are you not going? They're out.
But big surprise, by the way, a lot of people don't even know this. You see that Goose Island everywhere. You think, oh, craft beer. No, it's owned by Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah, they off.
Gobbled that up a long time ago. they put out something called the Bourbon County brand Coffee Stout and Bourbon County Barley Wine. They have now, which I've never heard of this before. They are now taking it back.
They're taking it back.
They're offering refunds.
They're that embarrassed?
Saying that there are certain taste, unexpected flavors in the bottle.
That's not a good thing.
Right. Have you ever heard of such
how's
a thing?
How's that big? You know what? It's like getting a total recall of all this other, right. You know, with bigger companies saying, okay, we need to recall this line.
By the way, here's the exact wording. Flavors that are not consistent with our expectation of how these beers should taste.
That's a nice way. They won't say it, but I would think that it'd be funnier if if it was a smaller company, right? They would say, it tastes like shit.
Right.
Send it back.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
We're having a big party. We'll get you drunk. Sorry. Yeah, but not these guys. They can't do that.
So it has to be, you know, perfectly worded from an attorney and the whole thing. And they can't say it tastes like shit.
You should call 800-GOOSE-ME, by the way. 800-GOOSE-ME. If you find that you've got one of these bottles.
That tastes weird.
How weird is that? Everybody's talking about this Pico Brew. This Pico Brew, it's like a Keurig for beer. It's apparently unbelievable. There's nobody saying anything bad about it.
So you can have a beer like we make coffee with Keurig.
Like we make coffee, yeah.
That would be crazy.
Right? It's absolutely unbelievable.
So don't let the word Pico and the whole thing throw you off.
No. It does the whole thing for you. You got to do nothing, which is why they
Although
say...
Although the pantry on Pico is pretty good, but everything
that's
else.
That's true.
There's a Wiener Schnitzel, too, way down towards Santa Monica. There's a good one there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the Pico's throw me off.
The pantry burger's the best.
Oh, fucking bomb, dude.
I could hang out at that counter forever.
Bomb.
If only I could go down there like a Sunday afternoon with the ghost of Hugh Hauser. Just sit at that fucking... damn counter. This is fascinating.
Are you drinking again?
Yeah, I had to sneak in my own hooch. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
But this is absolutely...
take a day off?
Apparently. Apparently.
Somebody turned into Gomer Pyle.
They've figured out how to automate the beer brewing process with this Pico Brew. Huel. Isn't that amazing?
It is because this really puts it in the... And people are saying good things about it. It puts it in the hands of anybody, even an idiot like me.
The only downside is that you are not going to learn anything about brewing beer. At all. This takes that whole thing out of your hands.
But what it does do, it does put it in the hands of people who normally wouldn't cool.
What's kind of fascinating about this article in USA Today is that they say it's great for home brewers who want to make quick batches and test stuff without waiting for full big batches to be done. So they do quick batches, they get something they think is good, then they make a big batch with the same recipe. You understand what I'm saying?
Golly!
I know. What does a 125-year-old beer taste like? Apparently a scuba diver, has gotten the opportunity to taste one. A dude off of Nova Scotia.
What?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Attention! No.
Sydney, Nova Scotia! Found a bottle of beer whose cork was stamped with the A. Keith & Son Brewery.
Yeah.
Stamp, and it turns out that 125 years old. He brought it to a team of researchers. They took a look at it, said that no seawater had gotten into it. They popped it and they drank it. And they said it tasted surprisingly good.
No way.
Yes.
Surprisingly like beer.
Surprisingly like beer is a good thing. Right?
Wow. Researchers are now analyzing the beer to see what chemicals were used to make it so they can really get...
hops and barley and water.
Dude, but you would think it was that easy, but you never know, and this is going to give them insight into how it was brewed in the 1800s. So there's no arguing this one.
Yeah. Let me introduce you to the Mighty Squirrel. Mighty Squirrel is a high-protein beer. This is going to be a thing now. High-protein beer.
Come on.
4 or 5 grams of protein in a beer, which is like 4 or 5 times more than the average one. You're talking about, let me see here, 0 grams of fat, 15 grams of carbs. 15 grams, and that's kind of high. No, it's not high. I think the average one's got like 100.
Dude.
It's a protein beer. Mighty Squirrel, dude.
Check it out. It's $11 a six-pack, though.
It'll help you feel your feet.
I guess.
Yeah.
I like the squirrel. Don't worry about it. He's flexing too, which is funny.
Yeah.
Look at him.
There's a gentleman named Ryan Ermey who's got a little piece published in the Washington Post. I think he might have stolen my idea. He's reviewing cheap beers. Maybe I'm not the first to have done it. Bransky's Blue Collar Brew Review, of course, a feature of the Gary and Dino Show.
What?
But he, tell me if you understand this. He's got a scoring process, and he includes, stupidly, the design of the can. He gives that points. He also gives the ABV, which, of course, there's value in that. You want to, you know, get from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm.
And also taste.
Yeah, I'm going to give Ryan Ermey a punch in the face.
I know. Natty Light, by the way, takes last place as far as he's concerned. Schaefer following a close second. How does he get Yingling?
Yingling, what a dope.
How does he get Yingling
at number
8? He's automatically
disqualified. Right. He's DQ'd. See if
I heard Tom heard Schaefer.
Schaefer!
Yeah, well, got him. Got him. There he is.
Nine out of 10, Tom, on the cheap beer list.
Ninth worst or ninth best?
Ninth best.
Yeah.
Ninth best cheap beer.
Right.
From
1 to 10, one being the best, it almost came in last is what I'm saying.
Understood.
But that's out of all of them. This is the top 10.
By the way, how do you get Yingling?
Tecate at number 7 shows he don't know nothing.
Tecate is the worst fucking beer in the world. It just consistently gets bad. PBR coming in 6 is also not... I don't think the right choice there.
Another one that'll get Tom's attention is that Narragansett, whatever.
Narragansett.
Yeah, that joint. And that comes in at number 2. And Tom will tell you that was on a scoreboard for a long time.
Astros is a beer I completely forgot about. It's clearly regional because I don't see it here. Schlitz is on the list.
Stroh's used to be sold in Pennsylvania and New York at one time, but never in L.A., never.
Right next to Schmitz.
And one thing that I'll show you, this guy has no idea what the fuck he's talking about. Coming in at number 1.
Number 1.
Genesee Cream Ale.
Oh, my God.
Genesee Cream Ale.
This guy's an international Bransky ripoff light. He ain't nothing. He doesn't know
How many days did he spend on the turlet after reviewing that beer?
Your friend is a dope.
Genesee Cream Ale. Green Death. That's what they used to call it.
And it absolutely is. I did it on the brew review, and I shat for two solid days.
Really? He was very upset.
Sounds more like Brown Death.
That, too. It's absolutely brutal. By the way, it doesn't taste too bad, but the following day is just absolutely brutal.
Oh.
It's constant farting. Like, you can't figure out what's going on.
Lots and lots of farts.
Now, Schaefer and Stroh's, two beers you mentioned, they're not even the same as what they were 50 years ago.
Right. People have bought the
recipe.
There's one brewery that just kicks all this stuff out.
Right. I do think that Pabst Blue Ribbon is very similar to what I remember. And generically speaking, as a pilsner or a lager or whatever it is, it just has that classic smell of walking into a bar room with my dad when I was 10.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. And it tends to not be skunky or funky in the way that some of these other cheap beers are.
By the way, we overlooked number 5, which is a true classic, National Bohemian. I mean, I don't know how we all
missed
that.
There's another one I'd love to get my hands on. What part of the country do I have to go to get
you
that?
You
got
to go to, it
Northeast?
Says Bohemian in Baltimore. So,
in Baltimore?
Timson got that all covered for you. There you go.
No wonder why they're riding over there.
National
Bohemian.
Natty Bo.
Mo!
And Market Watch, by the way, this is an extensive study. I can't believe this. But Nielsen actually got involved, and also a social network called Bartender. And they basically examined 10 million online conversations among football fans to try to figure out what their favorite beers were in relation to their favorite football team and their favorite booze.
Mm-hmm. So without even looking, I'll tell you automatically, I won't even look, but the Philadelphia Eagles 100% is going to be Yingling. It's not even going to be close.
Let me see. Philadelphia Eagles, Yingling, and they like that Fireball whiskey.
What a bunch of
things. And they like to beat people up.
Yeah.
It says that right
there. That's great.
For example, the Arizona Cardinals' favorite beer is Blue Moon.
Because they don't know any better, and they think they're getting a craft brew.
And
that's
why. The liquor is Evan Williams bourbon.
Well, that I can respect.
Baltimore Ravens, Bud Light and Svedka Vodka.
Svedka.
Svedka is a bargain brand that, by the way, is not bad. It's not bad.
Oh my!
I mean, if you you're the kind that drinks a lot of vodka.
When you're having more than one,
I can see Timson with like a whole fucking string of Bud Lights. Bud Light's turning up everywhere. He's going crazy.
Chicago Bears, Coors, and Guinness. Carolina Panthers' favorite beer, Heineken.
Yeah.
Really?
Jack Daniels, though, too, for the liquor.
Pittsburgh Steelers, Guinness and Jameson.
That's bullshit. It should be Iron City.
Are you kidding me? It should be.
That had to be Iron City. That's a sin.
That just tells you how much tickets cost in Pittsburgh. Because it was the average fan watching on TV. Chances are it would be Iron City.
Yeah, it should be.
That's really interesting. For the Miami Dolphins, Corona kind of makes sense. But Grey Goose as the booze, that puts it at a whole nother level.
Sure. You know what I'd like to know in this study? Seriously, how many of these brands are advertised in the stadiums where the fans are?
Well, that's true.
I mean, I'll bet there's a Grey Goose ad in Miami.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I have a feeling a lot of these stadiums only offer these big brand beers.
Yep.
And so that's why you've got Blue Moon and Bud Light and Miller Light and the rest of the shit.
By the way, have you seen now Bud Light is putting out those NFL cans so you could buy the Bud Light with your favorite team on the can?
Well, I tell you what, Miller Light figured out they released that retro can, and apparently sales was through the fucking roof because of it. Now they've got a retro bottle. Have you seen the retro bottle, the stubby bottle?
And they have to do stuff like that because, honestly, it's just fucking light beer, and they ran out of things to say about it. Remember the ad campaign for light beer that said, it's it and that's that? Mm-hmm. That's when you have run out of things to say of any consequence. So, they're going to change the label, the logo, the packaging, stubby bottle, long neck bottle. That's all they can do.
Anything that works. And by the way, if you're a dude like me who drinks this shit on a regular basis, you go over to the corner store and you're looking into those same fucking coolers at the same fucking thing. All of a sudden, a different label makes a difference for some reason. It jumps out at you.
And by the way, how many times have we talked about beer where you say, that's one I haven't bought in a while. I like that. I forgot about it. I hate to tell everybody, but as much as we love craft beers around here, people love Bud Light. They love it.
Yeah, I know. They even like that Natty Light.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Amazing. Two teams where the favorite booze is Patron. Can you guess? Who those might be?
Houston and Dallas.
No.
No?
Wrong on both accounts.
San Diego?
Nope.
Really?
No.
New York Giants?
No.
No idea.
How about a place where you got like a 17 share?
Seattle?
Yes.
Seattle and the Patriots. Yes.
Seriously?
Yes. Patron. You blew it, Gary, because I was going to say any other place is that he hates the most.
True. And you probably got a pretty good number there in the afternoon as well.
Right?
Yeah, he kicked ass to beat Rush Limbaugh and shit.
That's right.
That's what put him on the map.
After I drank a lot of vodka.
Right.
And he lived right by a guy that whose numbers on the Celtics were 00. He lived in the same neighborhood.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but when the favorite booze in the stadium is tequila,
I
think you're asking for trouble.
Yeah.
Seahawks!
That's what I was thinking.
Seahawks!
Can you believe that was like a surreptitiously recorded thing of John doing that?
Gunner's already booked his flight for the Super Bowl.
Oh, nice!
He said he was taking a gamble this time.
And he said he'll be totally cool. Unless, of course, the Seahawks pull out some kind of miracle, right? They still have a chance?
They have a chance, but they're definitely not one of the top four or five teams, even in their own conference.
Well, we might have to lay down some rules if the Seahawks actually get in. That could be trouble.
You know what? To be fair, it's just to lay down the groundwork. Okay. Here's the thing.
Seahawks!
That's it. Yeah. I don't know how he does.
You can have all the sensible conversations you want in the world, but once somebody gets enough booze in them, there's...
You get that.
Everything goes out the window.
You get that.
Right.
You get that. And then that.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
We'll just invest in a big hook, and if that's what it comes down to, we'll yank him out. I'll do it as his friend. I'll do it.
Somebody has to do it.
I'll take responsibility.
It's
I always
a dirty
do,
job.
I always do.
You do. You do.
I'm happy to do it.
Yes.
I find it fascinating and entertaining. Everybody else finds it annoying.
Nope. I agree to encourage it this year, so that's my new plan. I'm going to tell him to go fucking house. You should knock Tom's lamp over. That'd be great, dude.
Don't
do it.
Don't even talk about
tear
it.
Tear off that sconce. No. I can't spell it, so fucking smash it.
No, don't do it. Finally, take out the tasting room with Tom Likas this weekend. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
And I know who the guests are, so I'm excited.
Yeah, Paula Moulton, who wrote a couple of books and knows an awful lot about Sonoma, and not many people do. Everybody talks about Napa all the time.
Right.
Napa this, Napa that.
I think there's a lot of people who think Sonoma is in Napa.
Yes. Napa and Sonoma, you always hear them paired together.
Yep.
And they couldn't be further apart, really, when it comes to wine style and the rest of it, right?
Places to stay, the kind of restaurants they have.
Mm-hmm.
It's more rustic than Napa.
Do they mind the blacks on the trains up in Sonoma?
There's no wine train in Sonoma.
Just check. So
the blacks can feel free to come and go as they please.
Yes.
Go on a cool train, Coon.
And our longtime friend Ian Blackburn is putting together ridiculous events over there at Wine LA and Learn About Wine. So the Stars of Santa Barbara is definitely one of his top five events of the year. You have to check it out.
Yeah.
These are all people from your neck of the woods that come down and serve up their best wines. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
And that, of course, is over there at Fancy Hotel in Beverly Hills.
Yes.
Where they don't mess around.
Are we going to that thing?
Oh, you know.
Okay, good. Let's make it sure.
What are we doing? Absolutely.
I don't want to miss that.
And he's got a million other events too. I think we would like to go to all of them.
Yes, one after the other. Right. If you would do that.
Mm-hmm. You can hear the tasting room with Tom Likas right here on the stream Saturday and Sunday afternoons, and of course tastingwithtom.com.
Yeah,
is where you go. Tastingwithtom.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary's Dino.
Hey, it's French fries.
Check out the podcast. GaryandDino.com is where you find a brand new show every single Friday. New one posted today. We have a miniature burlesque woman who is quite the entertainer.
Right.
Did you pull that show up? I didn't hear about that.
I actually have.
If you
yes.
took Dita Von Teese and you smashed her in half.
She's 3 foot what?
11.
3'11".
Only Dino can call me short.
Yeah, and Dino, yep. Dino really got into her, dude. It was
Dita Von Teese.
Yeah, it was a little uncomfortable because we know the guy who's the guy who's dating her. We talked about that.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. At one point, she apparently dated like a 6 foot seven dude. Imagine
right.
that.
And then she stopped talking about, for a second, she stopped talking because she feared what her new boyfriend was saying. I'm like, come on. Look at his fuck-ups from before. Get out of here.
I'll fucking have security escort you out.
She didn't want Lamar hearing about it, and so she decided not to talk about it.
No, then she did. Then she turned. She said it was okay, thank you.
No, she is good. She's a solid
dude,
person.
Dude, she was incredible.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with her.
We did, man. Yeah. I had to control myself.
Really?
You don't know about me and little people, man. I freak out.
Little people, a lot. Little people.
So not only is she
is your favorite
person.
Band the Spinners?
Right, exactly.
Only Dino can call me short.
But she does burlesque.
Gary said she was like a propeller or something.
Right.
I don't know what he was saying.
I may have said something inappropriate.
Oh,
I don't remember.
Inappropriate.
I was a couple beers in by that time.
Like a human drone.
Yep, exactly.
She's doing burlesque, Tom. She's doing stand-up and burlesque with, of all people, Margaret Cho right now.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
One of your favorites.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
We
who has recently confessed to being a sex worker.
Yeah. She
yes.
Was put to the pavement.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Well, I think she did a lot of phone sex, didn't she?
I don't know. But whatever she's doing, she's admitting a lot.
She's all tatted up now? Is that the deal?
Yeah. Margaret and she's Trump? Trying to revamp her image. So
she's doing burlesque as well?
No.
She's got several square miles to cover there, so.
Yeah.
Now, the thing with
it's like a human freeway underpass.
Now the thing.
Where
with,
did their argument start? I forget. I don't. I just know
my argument with Margaret Cho.
Yeah, I don't.
I think she's been a hater from day one, right?
Well, no, but here's what happened. She was this is back when she was getting a lot of press in the '90s, and she got a sitcom on ABC, and she did the Andrew Dice Clay big time thing. She said her publicist said she doesn't do radio, and then I turned on the radio and heard her on another show.
Oh no! Don't get me mad now.
Fuck you.
Now I'm mad. I'm
out. Just say you don't like me, but don't be telling me you don't do radio and then go on another show. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of times that's the publicist, you know.
That's okay. Well, I'll tell you why. Anybody wants to come back to me and explain what happened, I'm always open to hear the story.
Right.
No, Gary's right. Sometimes it is the publicist, and I'm not going to say who it was, but somebody...
You mean you know who it was?
No, I'm talking about with us.
Security escort.
We reached out to somebody, and
right, you get a different answer from the person.
One of us went to the person directly, and the other person went to the publicist.
We talking about Rodney King?
No.
It was somebody that was recently on the Tom Hanks show. I forget who it was.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
Who it was, yes.
Yeah. And remember, it was an author.
An author.
The publicist was
awesome guest, and the person is a fan of you.
Oh, I know.
But the publicist clearly was a fucking bitch.
Yeah, I hate her.
Right.
Yeah.
But if the guest, it was awesome because I don't want to even give away the gender, but that person liked you a lot.
Liked me and liked being on the show.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. When it comes to this little burlesque thing with this Selena Luna, I should have asked her, like, is there a problem with people seeing her from, like, behind the first row? I mean, what is she? They put her up on a table? What do they do?
No, she's on a stage.
They sell $50 pair of binoculars there at the show. That's how they make their money.
No, but binoculars don't go through the back of people's heads. I'm talking about, there's a height problem there.
Dude, are you kidding me?
No.
She's on a stage. People are below.
What do you mean below? She's doing, like, comedy clubs and stuff. People are below? All right.
Well, the Laugh Factory, you'd be below because the stage is raised and all those chairs and tables are down there.
So you think if you're, like, five rows back in the Laugh Factory and there's a three-foot-tall person on the stage, there's not going to be a problem.
I'll tell you something. If somebody 3 feet tall goes running out there, there'd be people battling to try to see that person.
Now,
it attracts attention.
If you were at the Microsoft Theater, formerly the Nokia Theater downtown, that would be different because... Mm-hmm. The chairs start low, and then they're
like
on...
Like stadium seating.
Yeah, it rises up.
That's what you need.
But there are people there who would have a hard time.
That's what
Let's
you
just
need
say she did Madison Square Garden like Frank Sinatra did, and she would come out in the boxing ring, but this would be a problem because the ring would get in the way.
Selena's big comeback tour.
The ropes. It would be awesome if a gold mic fell from the ceiling and she grabbed and started singing, man. That would be unbelievable.
Only Dino can call me short.
All right. Next time we have the boyfriend on, we get down to the dirty.
Okay. Little people. By the way, I found them on a dating show. I got to send the link to
Tom.
Oh, has Tom
seen that yet?
I know. Oh, really?
Oh, I think I sent it to him.
They did a dating show together.
Yeah, they did.
You mean... They met on a dating show, or they pretended to be strangers and pretended
that
they met?
No, they were a couple.
Try to win money.
They were a couple on a dating, some sort of a couple's dating.
Really?
Thing.
Yeah.
And you had to know things about the other person?
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, Dino also got a shipment of cheesies from Canada. Have you got cheesies, Tom?
No.
You got to have cheesies.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they like Cheetos?
Yes, I have them, but they're made with real cheese. I'm going to bring them to you.
All right.
I got
Sounds
it right
good.
Here.
They are...
That's my favorite kind of cellophane.
They're way better than
Dude,
anything we have here in the States.
Dude, it's not because it's made with, like I say, R-A-C, real ass cheese.
Really?
I'm bringing these to you.
Ass cheese. I know a few people who have ass cheese.
Real ass cheese.
But I will say this. If you get high with Selena, then you
Did
can
you
eat
do
these
that?
All night.
She doesn't get very high. About 4 feet, about as high as she gets.
Oh, man. Dude, oh, by the way, something about this tour, this little thing that they're doing, has to do with weed. What's it called again, Dino?
Yabba Dabba Doobie.
Yabba Dabba Doobie.
And it was coined by the great sommelier to the stars.
Right. It was Adam Lehman. It was his idea. Yabba
it was his
Dabba
idea.
Doobie.
Yabba Dabba Doobie.
So you
was
get
his...
it, laughs and weed. Yabba Dabba Doobie.
Yeah. And rock and roll.
Remember. So they talk. She's going to come out like a pot leaf. I think she's going to be dressed as.
Just
a pot
remember,
leaf.
Real ass cheese.
Yeah, I'm going to bring this to Tommy's. Gonna fucking love it.
Go to GaryAndino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Lyka Show right after this.
This is the New Normal.
Go on a cool train.